Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Ayushman Bhava campaign tomorrow. Industrial production jumps to 5-month high by 5.7% in July. Retail inflation slips to 6.83% in August. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari dismisses media reports, says no proposal for additional 10% GST on diesel vehicles under consideration. IMD predicts heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, East Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand during next 2 days. In Libya, over 1,000 people reported dead and thousands missing due to heavy flood. And in Asia Cup cricket, India set a target of 214 runs for Sri Lanka in Colombo. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Gujarat on a 2-day visit to the state this evening. She will virtually launch the Ayushman Bhava initiative of the Union Health Ministry tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Union Health Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said the Ayushman Bhava campaign is a comprehensive nationwide healthcare initiative that aims to provide saturation coverage of healthcare services reaching every village and town in the country. The minister said the campaign has 3 components. The health minister informed that the campaign will be implemented during the service fortnight from the 17th of September to the 2nd of October. He said the campaign embodies a whole-of-nation and whole-of-society approach. He said its core objective is to extend comprehensive healthcare coverage to every village and town, transcending geographical barriers and ensuring that no one is left behind. President Draupadi Murmu has said that rich agro-biodiversity of India has been a treasure trove for the global community at large, inaugurating the first global symposium on farmers' rights in New Delhi today. The president said India is a mega-diverse country. The president said it is our responsibility to safeguard the rights of farmers and care for their future as they are the food providers for humanity.
India had taken a lead in introducing the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act 2001, which is aligned to the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture to protect our farmers.
The President said agricultural research and technology development has enabled India to multiply production of food grains, horticulture, fisheries, milk and eggs many times since independence. President Murmu said the farmers of the country have toiled and conserved local varieties of plants, domesticated wild plants and nurtured traditional varieties. The index of industrial production jumped to a 5-month high, as per the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation data released today. IIP grew by 5.7% in July this year as compared to 3.7% in June 2023. It was 2.2% in July 2022. Meanwhile, retail inflation based on consumer price index slipped to 6.83% in August this year. According to the data released today, rural areas saw a slightly higher inflation rate at 7.02% compared to urban areas at 6.59%. CPI for the last month fell from a 15-month high of 7.44% in July, mainly due to a decline in vegetable prices. The Consumer Food Price Index for August stood at 9.94%, falling from 11.51% in July. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has clarified that there is no proposal for additional 10% GST on the sale of diesel vehicles. He said some media reports have surfaced suggesting an additional 10% GST on the sale of diesel vehicles. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said there is no such proposal currently under active consideration by the government. He said, in line with the government's commitments to achieve carbon net zero by 2070 and to reduce air pollution levels caused by hazardous fuels like diesel, it is imperative to actively embrace cleaner and greener fuels. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 90 critical infrastructure projects from the Samba district of Jammu division, which were developed by the Border Roads Organisation, BRO, at a cost of 2,941 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister praised the BRO for their dedication and hard work. The projects include 21 new roads, 64 bridges, 1 tunnel, 2 airstrips and 2 helipads. The online nomination for the Padma Awards for the year 2024 is open till the 15th of this month. The nomination began on the 1st of May this year. The Union Home Ministry said the nominations or recommendations for Padma Awards will be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The awards will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. Warm tributes were paid to the martyrs of the Battle of Saragarhi at various places including Ferozpur and Amritsar in Punjab today. Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann laid the foundation stone of a Saragarhi memorial in Ferozpur and directed officials to complete it within the next 6 months. About 126 years ago, on the 12th of September 1897, 21 brave soldiers of the 36th Sikh Regiment of the British Indian Army attained martyrdom while fighting against about 10,000 Afghani tribesmen. A report.
The Battle of Saragarhi presents an example of bravery in which 21 Sikh soldiers under the leadership of Hawaldar Isha Singh of the Sikh Regiment fought bravely against the Afghani tribesmen in Samana village of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, presently in Pakistan. They fought to the last breath, killing about 600 Afghani tribesmen and foiled their attempt to capture the area. These 21 Sikhs who died in this war were mostly from the Majha region of Punjab, so memorials of these martyrs are built in Amritsar and Ferozpur districts. These martyrs were honored with the highest Indian Military Bravery Award, Indian Order of Merit at that time, equal to the Paramveer Chakra presently. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Sikkim Chief Secretary V.P. Pathak today chaired a meeting with the Ambassador of Thailand to India, Ms. Pattharat Hongtong, and other delegates from the Embassy of Thailand at Tashiling Secretariat, Gangtok. Mr. Pathak spoke about the need to collaborate and develop strategies to improve bilateral cooperation between Sikkim and Thailand, focusing on similarities in terms of culture, religion, that is Buddhism, and cuisines. Ambassador Hongtong suggested an official proposal to be placed before the Thai government by the Sikkim government. In Chhattisgarh, the BJP launched its Parivartan Yatra from Dantewada in Tribal Bastar Division today. The first phase of the Yatra is planned for 16 days. The Yatra's second leg is scheduled to commence on September the 16th in Jashpur. The aim of these Yatras is to highlight the central government's achievements. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of downstream petrochemical complex and refinery expansion project at BPCL's Bina refinery at Sagar in Madhya Pradesh on Thursday. Petroleum Ministry said in line with the aspirations of New Bharat, BPCL has envisioned modern petrochemical complex in its Bina refinery. It said investment of 49,000 crore rupees would bring prosperity and happiness in the entire region of Bundelkhand. Under this project, the capacity of Bina refinery would be enhanced to 11 million metric ton per annum, which would produce more than 2,200 kiloton petrochemical products. The entire project would be completed in 5 years. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Kerala and Maharashtra till today and coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, East Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. It has also predicted fresh spell of rainfall activity over Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Telangana and Chhattisgarh from tomorrow. Heavy rainfall activity is also likely over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal. In Uttar Pradesh, normal life was disrupted due to continuous rains in various parts of the state since the last few days. Meanwhile, yellow alert has been issued till the 16th of September with warning of heavy rains, thunderstorm, lightning and squall. Teams of state administration and municipal authorities have been deployed for disaster relief operations. NDRF and SDRF teams have also been deployed to provide relief to the affected people. A report.
Heavy rainfall has affected parts of Uttar Pradesh since the last few days. While informing about the rain situation, Relief Commissioner of Uttar Pradesh, Sri G.S. Naveen Kumar, said that at present, all the embankments of the state are safe and there is no worrying situation anywhere. But in the last 24 hours, 30 mm or more rainfall has been recorded in six districts of the state, namely Barabanki, Behraich, Banda, Sultanpur, Gonda and Shravasti. Total of 9 casualties in the last 24 hours in the state due to lightning and associated factors have been reported. Aditi Agrawal for Akashvani News, Lucknow.
In Libya, thousands of people are reported dead in widespread heavy flooding. 25% of Libya's eastern city of Derna was wiped out after dams burst in a storm. The Red Cross said 10,000 people were feared to be missing across the country in floods. More than 1,000 bodies had already been recovered in Derna alone, and officials expected the death toll would be much higher. Libya Minister of Civil Aviation and member of the Emergency Committee, Hisham Shekuat, has described the floods as a calamity. The minister said the dam, which had collapsed, had not received maintenance for a long time. In Morocco, the death toll from the devastating earthquake has risen to 2,862, while more than 2,500 people have been injured. Rescuers are racing against time to find survivors. Search teams from Spain, Britain and Qatar have joined Moroccan rescue efforts after a 6.8 magnitude quake struck late on Friday in the High Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh. The United Nations estimated that 3 lakh people have been affected by the quake. Flags were lowered across Morocco as King Mohammed VI ordered 3 days of national mourning starting Sunday. The army mobilized search and rescue teams, and the king ordered water, food rations and shelters to be sent to those who lost their homes. Amid reports of a worsening humanitarian situation in Afghanistan, India said it delivered 50,000 metric tons of wheat, 28 tons of disaster relief and 200 tons of medicines, vaccines and other medical items to the country. The official statement issued by India at the 54th session of the Human Rights Council said India is a contiguous neighbour and long-standing developmental partner of Afghanistan. It further said that India shares close historical and civilizational linkages with the people of Afghanistan. The key domestic share indices today ended almost flat. However, the BSE Sensex finished above the 67,200 level. The Sensex and the NSE Nifty both ended divergently amid mixed cues from global share markets. A report from the Business Desk.
The Sensex finished 94 points up at 67,221, while the Nifty settled 3 points down at 19,993. In the forex market, the rupee today closed at 82.92 rupees against the US dollar. Gold prices at multi-commodity exchange for October contracts were trading at 58,540 rupees per 10 gram. Silver prices were trading at 71,515 rupees per kilogram for December contracts when reports last came in. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $91.70 per barrel. Anubha Rohatgi for Akashwani News.
In Asia Cup cricket, chasing a target of 214 runs set by India, Sri Lanka was 73 for 5 in 19.1 overs in the Super 4 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat. Rohit Sharma with a 53-run knock was the highest scorer for the Indian side. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka faces a significant challenge. A victory against India would all but secure their place in the final. However, a loss would catapult India into the final, compelling Sri Lanka to confront a virtual knockout clash against Pakistan. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate Ayushman Bhava campaign tomorrow. Industrial production jumps to 5-month high by 5.7% in July. Retail inflation slips to 6.83% in August. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari dismisses media report, says no proposal for additional 10% GST on diesel vehicles under consideration. IMD predicts heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, East Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand during next 2 days. In Libya, over 1,000 people reported dead and thousands missing due to heavy flood. And in Asia Cup cricket, India set a target of 214 runs for Sri Lanka in Colombo. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.